We're doing Netivot Shalom on Parashat Chayisara. Our topic is Avram took on a second wife. It says he took on a second wife named Keturah, and she gave birth to Zimran and Yokshan. So we have to understand, says the Netivot Shalom, why did Avram need that? God already told him, Yitzchak is your future, he's your seed. Yitzchak alone. So why did he need to remarry? And we see that Avram gives them gifts and send them off before... So he pushed him away. They shouldn't bother Yitzchak. He actually chased him out of the house. So if he's going to chase him out of the house, why do you have to marry her in the first place? The Medrash says, praised is a person who doesn't listen to the advice of the wicked. That's Avram. He didn't listen to what the Dora Palaga, the generation that built the Tower of Babel, he didn't listen to them. He didn't. The pasuk continues, he doesn't go in the ways of sinners. Those are the people of stone who were so sinful, he didn't go in their ways. He doesn't stay with, he doesn't sit around with jokers. That's Avimelech, who tells him you could settle wherever you want. He stays away from him. And the Medrash continues the whole pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim speaking about Avram. And then the final, the end of the pasuk is, whatever he does, he succeeds, right? V'chol asher yaseh yatzliach. The Medrash says that's the children Avram had from Keturah. That's Avram's great success. He has children who will ultimately send him away. Ultimately, he'll send him away. What's going on? That's called his success. Yitzchak's his success. The Medrash says his child was called Zimran because he'd sing for idol worship. Yokshan, because he'd bang on a drum for idols. So they were all connected to idol worship. So why is this Avram's great success? The Medrash itself says their names reflect their improper behavior. So let's look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, Avram took on a wife whose name was Keturah. It says he took a woman whose name was Keturah. It doesn't say, Vayikach lo isha. He took himself a wife, like it says by Sarah, where it says, Vayikach Avram menachol lahim nashim. And why does it say he took a woman? It says, the sons of the Pilagshim. It's missing a yud. It's an allusion to Keturah. So she was a Pilagesh. That means that when Avram remarried her, he didn't take her on as a wife. Or sages say she was the pilega, she was the concubine. And that's actually what it says in Chronicles in Divrei Hayamim. It records Keturah is the concubine of Avram. So the verse in Chronicles says she was not really his wife. So the Shach, in his commentary on the Torah, quotes from the disciples, he was of the disciples of the Arizal. He says the idea that Avram married Keturah or took on Keturah was the concept of taking the externals outside so that the fruit remains whole and the externals the are outside. And the Be'er Moshe writes about this, that was also the concept of Yishmael being born. Avram has two strengths, right? We have Chesed and Ava, right? Avram's love and kindness, and we have Emunah. So Yishmael is born from Hagar, and that, our sages say, was because there were impurities that had to be expressed. So those impurities were expressed with Yishmael. Our sages say, Yishmael, in every part of his being, is connected to Lo Tinath, the prohibition of having illicit relationships. So when Avram tells them, you guys take whatever you take and leave, what he's saying is, whatever impurities there were in the house, they're yours. You asked about the Shem Shel Tum'ah. The idea is Avram's purifying the home. In certain respects, everyone had to take something from the home. We have the concept of the sons of Keturah. So Avram is promoting monotheism. Well, you know what? In that promotion, there was also impurities. Even in a person's emunah, there are things that are not 100% right. So, yeah, each one takes something in that vein. You know, I once had a friend who said to me as a joke, I came in the middle of Seder to take something from the room, and I saw him reading a storybook. So I smiled, and I was about to walk out, and he said to me, you owe me something. I said, what do you mean? He said, our sages say 1,000 walk into the Beis Medrash, and only one walks out who can really master Talmud and give halachic ruling. He said, everyone wants to be that one. And I volunteer to be from the 999. So he says, it's because of guys like me that you can succeed. So he said it as a joke, right? But there is a concept that within a family and within a system and even within a classroom, different people take different things. And when this one takes that, that allows me to take something else. We're in the middle of a concept. We're out of time. This is the idea that he's developing, but it's half-baked. Be'ezrat Hashem, we can continue here on Thursday night.